tired of the same old at business events? Well, this is not the same as last year. The podcast where we blow up the boring and lead the charge into the attendee-first era of business events. I'm Claire Forestier, a business event MC obsessed with transforming audiences from passive observers into dynamic participants at events. Each week, we'll challenge the conventions, share actionable tips, and hear from fellow event rebels who are mastering the engagement game. Imagine your attendees begging for more after your next event. That's the magic of prioritizing their experience. Ready to ditch the dull and create corporate events your audiences will rave about? Then you've found your tribe. Join the movement. Welcome to Not the Same as Last Year. Welcome back to Not the Same as Last Year, the podcast where we put attendees at the center of everything we do in business events. Before I start, I want to apologise for my slightly stuffy tones. I've got a bad head cold, so ignore the Dalek-sounding voice, because today I want to talk about what I think is a real game changer when it comes to prioritising the attendee, and that is hybrid events. I believe these events combine the best of both worlds, in-person and virtual. They create what we all really want from our events, a truly inclusive and engaging experience, because guess who benefits most? Your attendees. And yet, when I mention the word hybrid in a room full of event professionals, I do get a little bit of a mixed response. Hybrid events seem to be a bit like Marmite, you know, the British spread, that sort of brown, yeasty, weird stuff that we put on our toast. You either love it or you hate it. Guess what? I love Marmite. I am your Marmite-loving, hybrid event-adoring MC. But let's leave Marmite to the side, because the reason I am such a proponent of hybrid is because it literally puts the attendee at the heart of the event. Business event attendees now have more choices than ever before, and they therefore want to go to events, and they pick the events that they believe are worth their time and money. And that means we've got to offer them options. We've got to be as inclusive as possible. We can all imagine someone who is unable to travel due to either budget constraints, health concerns, family obligations, sustainability rules at their business about how many events they can go to, etc. Now, a hybrid event is going to mean that they can come and participate virtually, connect with this content and the speakers and the brand holding the event. And hybrid to me isn't just about technology. It's about attendee-centric design. You are going to reach a wider audience by removing barriers to entry. You let this wider audience, regardless of where they are, how much money they have, anything else going on, someone who can't travel comes, participates virtually, and of course, those who attend in person will get a very special experience. Now, we all know by now that the in-person interaction is the special sauce for most people, and is the reason why most attendees are going to make the effort to travel to an in-person event. So if you think about it, hybrid events can actually elevate the in-person experience. I want you to imagine an event strategy with both virtual and in-person components. The in-person events become very exclusive experiences that focus on high-value activities like workshops, like networking, like one-to-one meetings, eyeballs meeting together in a room, talking. Attendees can access educational content, like keynotes, for example, virtually beforehand, which means that at the in-person live event, there's this time for deeper discussion and collaboration. And of course, if you've invested in audience engagement tools like polls and Q&A features and breakout rooms, those virtual attendees who also access the educational content can remain engaged and talking to each other and part of it all, even if they've not come to that sort of exclusive in-person event. So you think about it. Everyone is accessing educational content beforehand and then using the in-person event to network, participate in discussions and build relationships. But there's still that going on virtually as well. Okay, so it's not going to be possible in all situations. I get that. But if you really consider at the in-person event, you're going to be ditching the passive lectures, turning everything that's in-person to very interactive kind of workshops, discussions, and that really leverages the power of the face-to-face interaction. I want you to picture, to imagine your attendees that are coming together to build on the knowledge that they've already gained virtually so that they have this really dynamic, engaging, in-person experience. Now, a common fear is that hybrid events could technically translate to fewer people coming in person. And I don't agree that this is necessarily the case, because I think you need to think about hybrid as allowing you to focus quality over quantity at in-person events. It makes them more valuable because it's not about giant crowds and crammed agendas. Instead, you are potentially focusing on high quality networking opportunities, one-to-one meetings, this kind of interactivity, the workshops I talk about, the seminars where people are building all the content and discussing and co-creating and really getting involved. So actually then everyone gets the most out of their travel and their investment in the time to come to your event. And they have this really intimate, focused experience. I'm going to make a statement now. Hybrid is achievable and budget friendly. What I'm trying to get you to realize is that hybrid doesn't have to be scary or expensive. It's more about having a hybrid strategy, if you like, for your event year. So instead of solely focusing on hybrid events, for example, maybe discuss the implementation of a hybrid strategy. So it will be things like marketing teams are often doing already. They're employing mixed formats such as in-person, virtual, or a combo of the two to create the right experiences for their business. So every event has a specific objective, whether it is building a community, providing training, disseminating content, driving sales, whatever it can be. And the chosen format would then align with your client's desired relationship with their customers or audience, so it meets them where they are. So therefore, it's really important that you select a format based on the specific objective and target audience, rather than going, okay, well, we're going to do virtual because it's cheaper or more cost effective or more people will come that way. And of course, if you do this, you're going to have to choose the right platform. Factors like scalability, interactivity, features, and the ease of use for both you and your attendees are going to differ. And you'll need to develop a communication strategy. So that means being clear with both your virtual and your in-person attendees about the format of this event, what their specific experiences will entail. I really advise against using terms like hybrid and virtual, because everybody has their own interpretations of what that means. They might not actually be that correct now, because what is now available in the marketplace, the technology that can help you deliver these events, will be very different from what people have experienced. For example, if your attendees only went to pretty crap virtual events, then that's what they're going to understand from virtual. But the technology available now can really allow pretty incredible experiences. And I have witnessed a lot of different virtual and hybrid events and in-person events, of course. Over the past few years, I have hosted many, and I even have had the pleasure of hosting several times an extended reality stage for a digital multi-hub event. That immersive experience was truly remarkable, and it really bridged both the physical and virtual realms. But obviously, it was expensive. It was big budget. But the point is, I'm really thrilled when I see clients embracing the idea of a mixed format event strategy, because it's not only more profitable for them as they can reach a broader audience, but it's actually also beneficial for the environment, and it promotes inclusivity because there's no barrier to attendance. And the investment in the event materials from outstanding in-person events and indeed these multi-hub events is all being repurposed and monetized, and the opportunities for data gathering and using that data are more extensive. I love the variety, as different event formats allow me to showcase all my hosting skills. However, as I've said, some of those events were very expensive, and we can't ignore the cost and added complexity that comes with making something a hybrid event. Now, I believe adding a digital element to all live events is just going to become the norm, but it may still be a very gradual process for many organizations. Some of my clients returned after the pandemic to in-person only events, and they're not shifted. And it is interesting to hear their perspectives about why. I'd love to know how you're finding it at your organization as well. And even if hybrid to you is simply filming your in-person event sharing it afterwards, or setting up a live stream for virtual attendees, you are still helping more people to get involved, to come to your event in some form or other. You are being more inclusive. Attendees love this because they can participate from anywhere in the world. Accessibility is covered. It is flexible. They can choose the format that best suits their needs where they are at that time. It is valuable because they will get access to both in-person and virtual content. Of course, it's sustainable. People will reduce their carbon footprint if they can only attend virtually. And you are making it as engaging as you can. People can go beyond the passive learning and participate actively. I do believe that hybrid events are the future. They put your attendees first, and that's what it's all about. So if this episode has done little more than make hybrid less terrifying for at least one event planner, I will sleep better as a result. I'd love to know, please share how you are already doing this or how you are planning to incorporate hybrid elements into your events. And join in next episode, where we're going to be exploring how you can help your speakers enter the attendee first era of business events. So it's called Event Speakers, from one-way lecturers to engaging facilitators, and it's available next week. And there you have it. I hope you're inspired to revolutionize the attendee experience at your next event. Ready to dive deeper? Download your free guide, 5 Ways to Elevate Your Attendee Experience Without Breaking the Bank. The link is in the show notes. Subscribe to Not the Same as Last Year podcast. Connect with me, Claire Forestier, on LinkedIn, or visit my YouTube channel for even more tips and insights to make your events a hit with your attendees. Don't forget to leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. Your feedback is going to fuel my mission. Stay tuned next week for another episode packed with inspiring ideas and practical strategies to put your attendee first.